Almighty God, eternal Father, we thank you once again for this privilege and honor that you have given to us, without money, without price. Freely, O God, we can come into your sanctuary, O God, to have fellowship, O God, with you, and to have fellowship with brethren of like precious faith. We thank you for your blessings since Sunday when we physically gather like this, O God. Thank you for the abundance of your blessings in the services, O God. Since then, Lord, your grace and mercy has kept each and every one of us safe and secure. Thank you for travelers. Thank you for business people. Thank you for workers. Thank you for school children. Thank you for your grace upon each and every one of us, O God. Fighting our battles, O God. Delivering us from every plan and wicked imaginations of the evil one. We appreciate your name, O God. Father, we are here again, O Lord, to see you. We pray, Father, that you will meet with each and every one of us, O God. Father, Lord, may you take away every devil, O God. Take away every unbelief. Take away every doubt, O God. We pray, Father, that nothing will stand between us and you at this hour, O God. If there be any sin, if there be any trespass, O God, we plead the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. May he atone for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us tonight, Father. Answer our request, O God. We remember your children in all the nations of the world that are gathered in like manner, O God. May you bless their gathering, O God. We pray, O God, for the church at Bakatari. May your grace be with them, Father. Uphold them and grant them a wonderful time also, God. Be with your servant, brother, with me on the feet, O God. As a minister to your people, Lord, may your grace abide with him. Lord, continue to sustain him, O God. Be with the family that he left behind and the church. Thank you, eternal Father. We commit the evening service today to your hand. Take absolute reverence, O God. Bless our hearts, O God. Thank you, eternal God. Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. Good evening and welcome to midweek prayer meeting. Without wasting much of our time, let's turn our Bible to the book of Psalms. If you don't mind where we read last week Wednesday, Psalm 27. And when we read that finish, we can have our seat and I'll read John chapter 6. Right. Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Yea, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou seest, seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are raising up against me, and such as spread out cruelty. I fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You can please be seated. God bless you. While we turn to John chapter 6. We'll start our reading from verse 66 to 69. Say, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou hast that Christ, the Son of the living God. And may the Lord Jesus add his blessings to the reading, hearing of his perfect word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Do you believe the spoken word? Do you believe the written word? Malachi 4:5 and 6, do you believe? Luke 17:30, do you believe? Do you believe Revelation 1:7? Then just be at rest. Let me speak like David speak. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. We thank God for the message of Sunday. Amen. How many of us appreciate God? It was a wonderful one. Even though I was not physically here, I was blessed by the sermon. Amen. You see, the Spirit of God is one. When God is going, he has a way he's going. Just like we're saying on Wednesday, I'm continuing with the sermon, to whom shall we go? God has a program. Amen. And his program can never spoil. He is responsible. So at certain juncture, he allows certain things for a purpose. I would not listen to the brother when he was talking about the life of Joseph. I said, oh my. Even though this brother was just going the line of the thought that I was traveling to on Wednesday. But because of time, that will get us nowhere. But Abraham said, they thought, and many times Abraham said, that's our problem. We believers think that this Christian life, there will not be any suffering. May God help us. I'll just continue from that exposition of the seven church ages. But I say, you see, they thought that the love of God meant parental care. It meant no suffering. How do you say you love me and you allow this thing to happen to me? How do you say you love me and you allow my husband, my wife to treat me like this? How do you say you love me and you allow Potiphar to put me in prison? It's the love of God. How do you explain that to Joseph? But remember, God has a program. Like I was telling my family, nothing can stop the program of God. It's like a train. If you have ever been to the rail line or you've been in a train station, when it's present, you are gone. It's just going. Whether you stop, whether you move, it's on its own. It's on its train and it must arrive. Amen. No matter what the devil does, no matter what they say, no matter his plan, until the time that God says, that is where we are off this earth. Amen. No devil can take you before your time. So some of the trials you are going through, they are part of the program. Amen. Now let me continue from that message. Brother Bram said they thought that the love meant a baby with parental care. But God said that his love was elective. You see, the proof of his love is election. That no matter what happened, I want you to watch and be in the spirit tonight. His love was proven truly by the fact that they were chosen unto salvation. Because God are choosing you to salvation through what? Sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. He may commit you to death as he did Paul. He may commit you to suffering as he did Job. That is his prerogative. Your shepherd selected the path you must tread. That was a sermon on Sunday, is that not? I believe we should not get out of that. We should keep, you know, being that spirit. He is suffering, but it is all with what? A purpose. Are you there now? You mean God has a purpose for allowing my condition? Yeah, it's part of the plan. May God help us. If he did not have a purpose, then he will be the author of frustration and not of peace. His purpose is that after we have suffered a while, we will be made perfect. Amen. We will be established, we will be strengthened and settled. As Job said, he put strength in us. That's Job 23:6b. You see, he himself suffered. That is Christ. He learned obedience by the things he suffered. He was actually made perfect by the things that he suffered. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 8 to 9 told us, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. How do you explain that to Joseph? When he was telling his brothers the vision, but they could not understand. To whom will Joseph go to? Nobody. To who can he explain it and they say, we will kill you? Yes, that dreamer. We'll kill him today. But you cannot kill the program of God. Amen. You can't stop it. Yeah, you can just affect the flesh for a little while. The man will go down because flesh at that point might rise. But when he come up again, greater is it that is in the man than it that is in the world. Amen. When it's coming up, it's coming stronger. Amen. And let me tell you something, George. I think the preacher said on Sunday, for God to allow whatever condition you are in is because he knows that you can undo it. He trusts you. So appreciate God that he can't you worthy to go through whatever you are going through. It shows that a higher grace has been given to you. Because some people cannot go through certain things that you are going through. So don't think that you are the only one. Like we were saying on Wednesday, when Elijah was thinking he was the only one and felt maybe depressed. Let me use that word. He felt very rejected and dejected, and he went and just set himself in a place and God said, come, I see I have 7,000. What do you say about that? So you are not the only one. Don't kill yourself. Amen. He loves you too well to forsake you. Or to give you one trial that is too much for you. Now, Abraham said, you see, he himself, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. In plain language, the very character of Jesus was perfected by what? Suffering. And according to Paul, he has left his church. Can you see that? A measure of suffering that they too, me and you, if you are one of them. Amen. That's why you thank God in your suffering. Thank God in your tribulation. Be happy about it. Because very soon, you are coming out strong. Amen. That they too, by their faith in God, while suffering for him, will come to a place of what? Perfection. Why did he want this? The answer you find in James chapter 1, 2 verse 4. Say, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Why does it stand by? As though it doesn't see what is going on. I love Jesus. He's so good to me. Like the songwriter said, that is why I love him so. Bigwe Omokoko to shele. Ogunbo ni. Oh ma, I love him. He's a good master planner. He knows the end from the beginning. That is why before there was ever a war, he knew everything. May God help us. Like somebody put a write up, he said, if God didn't know everything, then we should not be struggling. Yeah, if God just help us, we shouldn't struggle. Truly, if we understand that God knows the end from the beginning, but human flesh many times rise. May God help us. Now, why does he stand by? The reason is Romans 8:17-18. And if children, their heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time, hallelujah, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Unless we suffer with him, are you there now? We cannot reign with him. You have to suffer to reign. Can we say amen? I know this was an unsweet word, but there is words. You have to suffer to reign. The reason for this is that character simply is never made without what? Suffering. Character is not made without what? Suffering. Character is a victory, not a gift. Can we hold that? Let's come to the message, the beginning and ending of the gender dispensation. I'll come back to this one. Preach 55 January 09 in the evening. Ram was telling us there that before you can have a victory, you've got to have a battle. Amen. Oh, yes. There's no victory without a battle. I think that's paragraph. That should be maybe around 36, but let's start from paragraph 25 to get a better picture. Now I say, every song that comes to God must be tried. God bless you. Must be chastened, scourged. In other words, give a little thrashing. Amen. A little straightening up. And if God gives us some chastisement and we can't stand it, then we become illegitimate children and not the children of God. Now a man that has really got his face set towards heaven, no matter what takes place here on earth, is God his face set towards heaven. Amen. His friends may forsake him. His family may forsake him. His pastor may forsake him. But there is one that won't forsake him. And that is God. And when your mind is made up, I like that. Daniel had burnt all the bridges behind him. Amen. He wasn't planning on going back anymore. He wasn't watching his battery. He was looking, forsaking those things which are in the past. That should be our attitude. No matter what has taken place in the past, don't look at those things. You look at it, it's going to weigh you down. Do you know what the person did me? Do you know what I saw? No, forget everything. Yesterday is past. Amen. That's the attitude the believer should have. Whatever happened yesterday, I'm not a coja. This is a new day. Amen. Like I used to say, give us this day our daily bread. That should be your prayer. This is a new day. I face a new vision. This is a new day. I'm facing a new target, a new vision before me. Whatever happened yesterday is past. I'm looking straight. May God help us. Now the prophet said, if you've got heaven as your goal, no matter what takes place, you are mindful of what your goal is. May God help us. Now Daniel, he was looking, forsaking those things which were in the past. He pressed on to the mark of the high calling. And that is what we should be doing. That is what the church should be doing. And as I noticed then, God permitted Satan. And that's it. Permit Satan to give him the test. And oh, they tested him by fire. They tested them also by the lion's den. And in every instance, God brought them out. Hallelujah. More than what? Victorious. And that is always a testimony of the believer. Is that not so?
You just look back, trail your life, how your journey has been. Are you not better off today? You are better off. Rather than having the attitude of murmuring and complaining, which is what Satan wants, have the attitude of thanksgiving. Even in your suffering, in your tribulation, your trials, in your testing, your temptation, have the attitude of God, I thank you. That you can't be worthy to go through this. Is that not the same thing Christ said? If it were possible, this cup should pass. That is what human flesh many times. But when the grace of God comes, you appreciate God and thank you that you can't be worthy.
Amen. Because as the prophet said, Christ was our example. He learned obedience by the things he suffered. And so we also are made perfect by whatever we are going through. Many are the testings of the righteous. But God delivered him out of them all. Now, how marvelous that is. How we appreciate that. Trials, tribulation, tests. Wow. All working for the good. After a while, God can see then that he can put his trust in you. Can you see that? And then he will do a great thing. I think I'm reading it wrong now. And then he will do great things.
Not one.
Great things for you. Do you believe that? Now we find out then that Daniel became an instrument in the hand of God. That while he was away from his own people, out in his own country, away from his own church, he was in a strange land. God used him. Now you can be away from whatever you may be. You can be away from all your loved ones. Or you can be away from your church. You can still be an instrument in the hands of God. God can use you for a testimony or for anything that he wishes to use you for. Beautiful examples. The Bible is just so full of those things everywhere you turn. Don't you love to read the word? Oh, I love that. See, a few days ago, I was reading in the room there and I just had to sit down and cry like a baby. I got up and walked around my chair, put my hand on my chair, and looked down at my Bible again. And I just broke out. No, just lost. Went around the chair again, and I looked back in it again. I thought, oh God. In there is eternal life. Amen.
As small as this book is, it's the richest book you can find on this earth. As small and cheap as it is, it's the richest, full of whatever you can be thinking of. This book alone, sometimes, when you can drop a CC and set with it, it's like God talking to you. In fact, it's God. I mean, this book is God. Yeah, if you can just say that as the prophet said, and just bury your head inside, you will hear it's God. I mean, you'll just hear God talking to you.
May God help us. In here, the prophet says eternal life. To every man or every woman that will dare to put their trust in it and believe it is eternal life. And then it says, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are there which testify of me. Search the scriptures. David is the one that said this. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet. Is that correct? And then that we should be guided. It is a light that follows the pathway that leads us from victory unto victory. Now, before you can have a victory, there has to be a battle. And if there is no battle, there is no victory. Is that correct? There is no victory, so we ought to be thankful for the battles and the trials. Can you say that? That's the attitude God expects us to have. And it is God giving us the opportunity to have what? Victories. Oh, man. Don't that make you a little bit better now? It should do. The battles come along. Somebody saying something bad about you. Maybe sickness comes to you. Maybe God give you those light affliction that it might heal you and show his favor to you. let you see what he means by it. He loves you.
Now let's look at David before we pray. David was in the bush tending to his father's sheep. God helping us, another opportunity will continue. The word of God is inexhaustible. And till he comes. Oh, sure. David was sending to his father's, you know, sheep. And there he saw the people's choice. But the choice of God, remember, was David. But the time had not yet come. And when the time was near, God had to walk on his servant. Amen. Samuel, go to the house of Jesse and go anoint a king. Remember when they got to the house, David was not there. Amen.
David would have looked, why did my father just let me alone? And my brother's in the house. I'm just in this bush.
You can just imagine. That's the best we can do. Imagine whatever condition David might be as a shepherd boy. Maybe no good bed to sleep on. He walked through the night. You can just imagine some of these people that carry their cow. They have to find where they find good grass, you know. And sometimes they don't get back to their house. They travel. That's why you see some of them, they move from Maiduguri. They can get to Lagos. In 3 months, that's how they move. They migrate. They don't have good beds. They don't have good clothes, you know. Wherever the night meets them, that's where they find their bed. That's where they sleep. So that's the kind of person God will say, that will be my king. And when he came to the house, David was not there. And the prophet himself thought that, you know, the first one should have been the king. Even the father said, this should have been the king. But that was not the choice of God, remember.
Amen.
Now, to look at that, called all the story short, we know we are Bible people. Finally, God said, I reject this one. Until the prophet said, don't you have one?
He said, I have one.
But it's in the field. He said, we will not wait until that one comes.
Amen.
And look at how, oh my. As the prophet said, the life of the believer, you would think it would be sweet. Shebi atojo yen tan anoint David. It should have been rosy for him. But that was the day his problem started. He became anointed. God allowed him. He went to the battle. He finished Goliath. The people started singing. Saul killed his 1,000. David killed 10,000. Wala ti bebe. And you think Saul would be happy? There started a problem for him. But God was still looking at where he was taking the man to. That is why, like we said, God has a program. While he was still on the field to deliver food to his brethren, remember how the brethren treated him? Same father, same mother. He came to do them good and said, why did you come here? He was like, why do you allow this man, this uncircumcised, to just defy the army of God? Is there not somebody that can just go and fight this man? We know you are a woody boy. We know you cannot see something and keep quiet. Must you be the only one to talk? You still say you get power. He has something they do not have. May God help us. It's part of the program. Bible says, can't your job. The Bible also said that. When God privileged you, as the prophet said, Bible says it's a privilege. It's an opportunity that God can't you worthy to go through what you are going through. Because we have better hope. We are not like the people in the world that might be going through, may God help us. Few days ago, I think I was in the market and a woman came. Sometimes when you think that you have trouble, you see certain people, you know that your own trouble is just the play. I tell you, your own trouble is just play. And the woman came and looked at her up to down, waitress. I was with my old guy and the woman just said, I don't want food for myself. I've not eaten since yesterday. But I want food for this children. They cannot give me 2,000. And I start thinking from up to down. I say, God, I look at the time. This is evening since yesterday. And this is my job. Then what is my own problem? I mean, I've eaten. I've even eaten that morning. Then I'm not okay myself. I tell you, life is very good. But Satan is the one that will give us unbelief and doubt and tell you 1,000 reasons why life is not good to you. But in every sense, life is very good. That's why don't listen to the devil's lie. Find grace to listen to God's truth. Satan will not show you somebody that is doing well. And that is where the victory lies. It will always show you failure. But have you not just find grace? There is somebody that came out better.
It will show you that somebody had cancer and he died. What about the one that had cancer and is alive? At least you had the testimony on Sunday of that team. This is the associate pastor here. At least he went to another person. He's sitting there in our midst here. Sometimes you will not understand what some of those things are until the person opens mouth and begins to talk. Prostate cancer. Prostate is a disease. And it is demon, as the prophet said. God's desire is for us to have perfect health. But me, every year, you just see that. If he tell you what is going through, you can only imagine. Call of magic I won't wear. I carried a man in usage, and when he makes the case, the man said, may God bless you. He will pray for me that day. Of course, nobody wants to show him favor. And that's it, as the prophet said in that message, letting off the pressure. That was exactly what I saw you say. In the whole of two worlds, they do not even have 10 wheelchairs. I mean, the whole of East, whatever they call it, East E or whatever, two big worlds are managing two wheelchairs. This man had intestine problem. And I was supposed to go for dialysis and do some testing. And I look, can't they even have, may God have mercy on our country. If it's an advanced world, I know it can't be worse like that. Can't they even just have a vehicle that will give service? Oh, may God have mercy. And this man waited, begging. He said, before you came here, I begged many people to help me. He said, nobody wants to help me. He said, for you to help me, you will never be sick. I say, amen. He said, you will never fall into this kind of thing. And I was looking at myself, what have I done? To me, I didn't count it like I did anything. Because, I mean, if it's my dad that is in that condition, would I do the same thing? If it was my brother, will I just pass like that? If I can ever put a favor, I will do it. Since I'm not busy, I don't have anything, something brought me there. And I mean, I can give the man a favor. And I look, I say, God, have mercy. The man said, if I tell you how much I've spent on this sickness, he said, my brother, you will never fall sick. He was doing prayer. I helped him again. He said, you carry the wheelchair. He said, you will not fall sick. I said, Baba, I will not fall sick. Amen. And I will not look. I said, you will come out fine. Now think of it. What has happened to you? People, when you go to the hospital, you appreciate God. Some people, they are there 6 months. Some 1 year. Case the deal. Demon. Then what am I? What should I say? I should thank God. May God help us. That's why we should have the heart of thanksgiving, as the prophet said in that message, beginning and ending of Jesus' dispensation. He said we should have the heart of thanksgiving that we are going through whatever we are going through. Is it money? Money is not everything in this life, brother and sister. But Brother said, I think it's in that message, exposition of the seven church ages. But Brother said, blue sky, bright sun. Many times, it's not that God is being good or God is so bad. No! Don't you ever get to that point and think that God is like that. No. May God help us. You have something. Remember, we are on a journey. And like a songwriter said, he said that journey, appear with me, we go to prayer now. He said that journey, it started in the mind of God. I don't know how spiritual we are and things that we listen to, how he inspires us. He said we are on a journey, it started in the mind of God. He said, and it will end in what? A glorified body. Because God will come descending one of these days. Are you a believer? How may I believe it? And I'm waiting for that. And I know I will never miss it. Whether I have to go physically or I have to be alive and see him come, I know that body, I will enter inside. Oh, sure. That should be our focus. So no matter what you go through in this life, let it not distract you from the main goal. May God help us. We're here again. This is prayer meeting. To whom shall we go? It is to that same one, Jesus Christ. And as we said in that message, to whom shall we go? Brother said, there are several reasons that the God there, why we should come to Jesus. Brother said, because he's the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. That's why we should come to him. He's the way to eternal life is Jesus Christ. The only person that can tell you truth is Jesus Christ. Every man's word will be a lie.
I tell you, human being will tell you lie. It's only God that you can depend on. The only one that can give you eternal peace is Jesus Christ. The only one that can give you eternal joy, satisfaction, your husband cannot give you. Your husband will disappoint you. Your wife will disappoint you. It is part of the program. But the only one that can satisfy you, that can give you joy, peace of mind, is Jesus Christ. Make sure, before the journey of life is ended, you find that one. I'm not bringing a message of discouragement tonight, but as the preachers used to say, we don't know when, we don't know how. Why I'm just talking now, I just remember a friend again. They sent me the picture this week in Kano. Just malaria, and it's gone. And I look, I say, where? What is life? As David used to, you know, David, oh, may God just help us. We have come to him tonight, brothers and sisters. What is that thing that has brought you to church again? Take your body to the Lord and leave it there. Bring your request to God and leave it there. He said, if you can only believe, all things are possible. Whatsoever you desire, remember, it is God that spoke. When you pray, do what? Believe, and you will have it. Shikina. Because God answers prayer. Do you believe that? God answers prayer. It might take long, but He answers prayer. So whatsoever is your desire tonight, you have come to church. Make sure that you meet Him. Take whatever comfort you want to take. If you want to come to the altar, you are at liberty. If you want to remain in your seat, you are at liberty. If you want to stand, you are at liberty. If you want to kneel, you are at liberty. Why we all go to the Lord in prayer? If you want to take a walk, you want to be walking around, you are at liberty. But make sure you are not sleeping. Make sure you are talking to Him. May God help us as we pray tonight. To whom shall we call good? We have come again. It is me, O God, standing in the midst of prayer. God bless you, sir. Not my brother, not my sister. Remember, Brother Bram said, what the next fellow is doing shouldn't be your business. That's why, like I always say, know why you come to church for. Know what brings you to church. Everybody, as our faces differ, as our clothes differ, that is how our requests differ. Look at Daniel, as the prophet said. Look at the three Hebrew children. Look at Job in the Bible. It was the love of God to them. God counted them worthy. That is why their life today is a testimony to us. Their life today is an encouragement that though this present suffering, this present affliction cannot be compared to the glory that awaits you next week. Can you say amen? If you only believe, cannot be compared to the glory that awaits you the next minute, tomorrow, next year, if you can only believe. Anna is another example for us in the Bible. I believe God permitted Penina to be in her life. If there was no Penina to give her those troubles, there wouldn't have been somewhere. Oh, sure. It was the painful desire of Anna that brought forth Samuel. God said, Anna prayed her heart and said, God, give me a son. If you give me that son, I will lend it back to you. God said, hey, that was what I was waiting for. I'm not going to only give you a son, but I will give you a prophet son. Because you have touched my heart. Therefore, I'm giving you that. Brother, sister, you can also touch him tonight. With your faith, you can touch him. I said, God, this is me again tonight. Help me. I know that the present thing I'm going through, just have been told tonight, it cannot be compared to the glory that awaits me. I cannot tell somebody what I'm going through. But remember, just like we said on Wednesday, God said, I know. Remember, I said, that is what baffled people. How does God know and still allow me to suffer like this? He said, I know. So, brother, sister, don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Don't be full of doubt and unbelief. Be positive. Be a believer, knowing that all things is working together for your good. Oh, yes.
To whom shall we go? Do we go to our earthly people? David said, when my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Young brother, young sister, daddy doesn't understand me. Mommy doesn't understand me. But Jesus understands. That's what the prophet told us. He knows. Remember what the prophet said in those sermon? The prophet even needed that brought into the church. He said, you might say, pastor doesn't understand me. But Jesus understands. I remember it will always be Satan that will bring those kind of thoughts to you. To make you to lose confidence in your brother, make you lose confidence in your sister, or maybe your pastor. But you take the side of the believer. You take the side of the believer that, God, I believe. This is my father. Even if the man is doing wrong, as the prophet said, you take the attitude of the believer. I will not pay evil for evil. Of course. You have people that don't believe what you believe. What kind of an attitude should you show to them? Show them the attitude of a believer. Don't curse. That is not the attitude of the believer. Don't fight. Don't chew. No, that's not the attitude of the believer. Just pray and commit your needs to God. Commit your requests to God. God is the only one that understands. Man might not understand, but God understands. He knows all about your trouble. Your trouble sometimes, when you try to tell somebody else, it might seem very insignificant. And that's the truth. Somebody can say, ah, she, wala brother yilele, wala sister yilele. That is, to that person, it looks like a big mountain. To you, it doesn't look like something. Yeah, that's why you see, we say you should appreciate God that is counting you worthy. Because your own will come out gold. Yes. Every other people, they are having their babies. You are not having your baby. Don't be angry with them. Don't be angry with God. Love God. Keep on serving Him. Keep on trusting Him. Oh God, why is my own like that? Why is this a brotherhood not like that? That's what I have to do on the believer. The reason why he's allowing you to be like that, remember what the prophet said? It's called a victory that is awaiting you. Because after you have suffered a while, his purpose is that it will make you establish. It will settle you. Oh man. It's not an author of frustration. Is not an author of confusion. He has a purpose. Remember, just have that at the back of your mind. He allows sickness to come my way. He has a purpose. Let examples in the Bible, let examples in the messages be an encouragement to you. Oh, I just remember a testimony the prophet gave us of that couple that had a boy with diphtheria. I think, yeah, diphtheria. That's what the prophet called it. Maybe a black something fever or there about disease and infection. But I say, and they came to the hospital, and the doctor told them, your boy is going to die. If we can cast our mind back, many of us that listen to the tape on Friday, you also listen to the testimony the prophet gave of a doctor that diagnosed the case of a patient and said the patient was going to die. The doctor himself died before the patient. Can you see that? So let every man's word be a lie. Let God's word be the truth. God is the one that has the final say in your life. That's why I used to encourage people. Don't listen to what man say. When you listen to what man say, it can dampen you. They say you cannot make it. As Jesus said that, don't listen to what man is saying. But you say, do you know what my father say about me? Don't listen to that. Jesus is the one that have the final say. If you don't believe that that thing that your father said will come to pass, bring it to God and cancel it. It's just a man. We are coming to the one that is all powerful. He said, but Joseph, you don't know that. I know there is power and there is power. And I gave testimony last week, Wednesday. I know that there is a devil. I know he's fighting. If I tell you certain things I'm going through in my life, you will understand. But better that we don't have to say that. When you see devil face to face, as the prophet said, I'm going out and I'm meeting the devil face to face.
You receive calls, you receive messages. I just laugh. I appreciate God that He allowed me to go through those things. It shows that God has confidence in me. It shows God has confidence in you. They tell you, you just said, we don't carry your name. Go, Babalawo. I just laugh. Like somebody was saying, I was fighting the woman. Why was she calling the living among the dead? I said, she can do them. Take care of them. All is well. Don't be afraid. I know that devil is fighting. It doesn't get me shaking one bit because I know where I'm standing. When I see physically as a man, I might go down a little, but I will still rise up again. Oh, yes, we all battles, brother, sister. But be strengthened tonight again, as the prophet said, be encouraged. Because why? There is no victory without a battle. The reason why you are going through that battle is because there is just a victory around the corner. So be encouraged. Have you prayed and prayed? It's all right that told us. And still, there is no answer. Have you waited and waited? And you feel that you are just all alone? Don't give up, my brother. Don't give up, my sister. Because the God that you serve, it will never leave you. That's a promise. It will never forsake you. He said, I will be with you. I will be in you even to the end of the world. That should be our comfort. That should be our assurance. That's why we come to him tonight, brother and sister. These are part of the reasons why we come to him. President cannot solve your case. Governor cannot solve your case. But we are talking to the one that can solve every case. Is the one that have answer to every life body. Is the one that can heal all diseases. Is the one that can settle all problems and the challenges of life. That is why we come to him. Oh, a friend was telling me, Mr. Joseph, Ejuma Abubu, Monikilo Shele, Mudente application, Mudish interview, just for me to submit my answer. He said, I saved the document in my laptop. I look for it everywhere. This person I'm talking about is a doctor. Some people in this assembly know him. So it's not a novice that when he was saying it, I just laughed. I said, doctor, the evil leader, my mom, where is you? Truly. He said, I don't know where that thing is coming. Only more safe than the laptop. The laptop, the time shut out. I said, then you have to pray. He said, I said, yes, you have to pray for you to at least see that one. God is showing you something. I said, you have to pray. I said, don't allow it to discourage you. For that one to go, God has a reason why he allowed that one to go. I said, there is a better one coming. So you have to pray. And you have to take it higher. Whatever force, fight that force. At least God has opened you to see something. So brother, sister, don't be discouraged. I'm just saying, sometimes God allows as preachers to encounter those things so that maybe it can be an encouragement to somebody. You are passing through a situation in your life and you don't seem to understand. I write the exam, I fail. I write jam, I fail. I apply for admission, I do not get. But I want more in me. As some people will say, my younger ones are getting admission. Don't allow that to discourage you. Don't allow it to discourage you. God has a plan for you. He has a program for you. Amen. Talk to him. That's why we're here. It's not an author of frustration. It's an author of peace. It's not an author of confusion. It's God your best interest at heart. He loves you too well to forsake you. He loves me too well to forsake me. Or to give me one trial that is too much. Are you there tonight? Maybe you are students. Physically, yeah, or maybe you are hooked up. You read. I'm giving you life experiences. You read, and you come to exam hall. The thing is done blank. I tell you, that is devil. That's why we are here tonight. That's why you should bring those kind of matters to God. Those kind of one you might be finding difficult to write it. Or maybe, and that's why as pastor used to tell us, don't be ashamed. to bring certain requests. If you are ashamed to put it in writing, don't be ashamed to bring it to the pastor at least. Like a woman was telling me, Mr. Joseph, I'm ashamed to even tell you the problem I'm going through. He said, I'm afraid to eat food for 3 days now. If I eat anything, my problem for 3 months, I have been purging, stooling. Doctor, don't get medicine for me. I said, but Jesus have an answer for you. When she began to narrate her cases, I said, hey, for you not to have died, all those who are, you are still alive. Is it purging? I said, yeah. Now, devil just defies you. Be at peace, madam. All is well. They look at me, pastor. You just say, I say, all is well. Just be at peace. Amen. We know the master of the wind. We know the master of the storm. He understands every situation. He understands the storm. He understands my life. He understands your life. Let that be registered. Let that be anchored. While we bring this section to a close, I believe that we have been praying and that we have a lot of prayer requests here so that we can take them. You want to be remembered again tonight when we invite our pastor to pray for us. I believe we have confidence in pastor. Of course, that is why God has given him to us. And that's why God is still keeping him for us. God is still sustaining him. If you believe the prayer of the servant of God, it will work for you. But if you don't believe it, there is no reason for you to put up your hands. While all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, I will beg of you tonight again, please close your eyes. As the minister will say, when we do these things, we are not doing it for showmanship, or neither are we doing it for fun. Hours like this, demons are being casted out. Deliverances are being wrought. Let it not be that when demon is leaving somebody, he jump into you. Close your eyes. If you have children, advise your children to close their eyes. While we ask pastors to please pray for us.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are happy to be back to the house of the Lord again tonight for this living prayer meeting. We are grateful unto thee, O God, that since we left here on Sunday, you will be with us in all our endeavors. Lord, after we have heard your word of admonition in diverse ways, in different ways that the enemy operates, it is in your word that the enemy is truly exposed. And you have taught us not to believe it, but we should believe you. Lord, your children are on the altar, no doubt, with different requests in their hearts. Thou who knoweth all things, who seeth all things, including the things that are hidden in human hearts, are naked before you. We say we should cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Lord, may you meet us at the point of our needs, one by one, in the name of Jesus Christ. Take unbelief and doubt away from our hearts, anoint us with your faith. The prophet said we can only have faith as you give us faith. We say we should cast all our cares upon you, Lord, for you care for us. We say we should be careful for nothing. In everything, all things, with prayers, with supplications, and with thanksgiving, we should make our requests known unto you. That is what we have come to do again in this prayer meeting tonight. Father, attend to each and every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. You are the Lord our God that healed all our diseases. You are the Lord our God that meet with all our needs. Our going out and coming in is in your care. There is no impossibility with you. So whatsoever it is, O God, that is our needs, that we are bringing before you, Lord, meet us at the point of our needs, Lord. As our prayers, Lord, put the enemy to shame, put testimonies in our lives, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, We have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving as we lead the rest of the service in your hands. Amen.
Me to God. We thank the Lord for making it possible for us to be in service this evening. Ratimashon sent greetings to the church and appreciated the love offering that was given to him. He's in Lagos and will be leaving for Accra early tomorrow morning. Let's be in prayers for him for joining Mrs. Bapo, and the Lord will be with him in the subsequent trips he has ahead of him. God bless you all. Let's continue to remember those who have traveled. Prayers, Martins, Brother Joshua, Adewumi, and our people that travel regularly for God's protection and blessings. God bless you all. Our next service is Friday, God willing, the communion service, last Friday of the month. We couldn't have it last month, which was explained to us. So this Friday, may the Lord bring us in our numbers and make this service a blessing to all of us. God bless you. Shall rise.
I will sing unto the Lord. I will praise his name.
I don't know why you come to church. Have people said that don't splash water on me? Don't go to the river. If you come to church, when they say sing, then you sing. When they say clap, then you clap. Except you have moon in your hand. May God deliver us from all evil spirits.
I will sing unto the Lord.